I'm Larry Caressel, and this is Arts Focus. Today, coming to you from inside the Frank Lloyd Wright Westcott House in Springfield. I'm joined by Marta Wojciech, the executive director and curator of the Westcott House. What year was it that the Westcott House was fully renovated and open to the public?
It was 2005, and I can't believe that it's been over 20 years now. But it also was really interesting because it was one of those last lost Frank Lloyd Wright houses. Because it was in private hands for so long, and over time it was showing some signs of distress, and they got to it right in time to save it. But it was it's still one of the youngest Frank Lloyd Wright museums, so it was this key decision that they made in early 2000 when the discussion of what is the function of this house, because of course it was designed as a private residence, so that was a difficult decision to make.
And it had been chopped up into apartments for years.
Yes. So over half a century, basically after World War II, after a few different homeowners, they decided to turn it into apartment complex. So that's when it was divided and changed quite dramatically. The only reason that the whole restoration was possible was the set of drawings, pretty comprehensive set of drawings that was drawings that was still available at the archives, Frank Lloyd Wright archives.
Along with tours of the house, where we're sitting in the big, beautiful living room with the fireplace right now, you also have summer walking tours in other locations, other neighborhoods around Springfield.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. We feel very fortunate that we can use this house as a really shining example of what architecture and design can be. And so many people recognize the name Frank Lloyd Wright, even if they're not really that much into architecture. Frank Lloyd Wright is a name that most Americans and also abroad people do recognize. But that's like an introduction to, I feel, an opportunity to explore bigger world of architecture. So summer tour series that you mentioned, it's a wonderful program because it allows us to go into different neighborhoods and interpret the history and architecture of those neighborhoods, which makes it much more personal for people because often there are people who attend, either live in a neighborhood or say go downtown and enjoy the buildings, but they don't really know the full story behind it. So I feel like it really gives people opportunity to connect with their community in a much more powerful way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would encourage people to really look at our website to find out all those events that are coming up.
And this is the only original Frank Lloyd Wright prairie-style house in the state of Ohio.
Yes, so there are several houses that were built later on that are lovely, smaller scale. It's changed, his focus changed, and it was actually amazing how he was trying to cater to middle class. And there are many stories about young, aspiring couple from university that didn't have much money but wanted to have a house by Frank Lloyd Wright, and he ended up creating these designs that people actually often like build themselves. Learn how to build themselves. But this house is in that early era that is recognized as one of the really significant periods in American architecture, and it's called Prairie Style. This house is the only example of it, which speaks to, you know, how that family, it was amazing that they decided to go for this architect who was at the time not very well recognized and actually consider probably a risky decision. And we know that often around that time when those houses would be built, people would not know what to make of them, right? They were just such a stark difference from anything that people knew. So the only thing that we know, though, is how it was received is the newspaper article from 1908, right after the house was finished. In a local paper, there was a beautiful article with the photo of the house, and the title was "The Most Unique Residence in Springfield." And it was very complimentary of the whole design, so it was really nice to see that people received it so well. Not everyone, probably, but for most part.
Marta Wojciech, the executive director and curator of Frank Lloyd Wright's Westcott House in Springfield. Get more details by visiting westcotthouse.org. I'm Larica Russell. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.